In the Pope's papal bull, The Face of Mercy, which he published for the celebration of this Jubilee Year of Mercy, he talks extensively about the gospel story today. And one of the first things he points out is that many of us know this as the story of the prodigal son, but really it should probably be better known as the story of the two sons, because both sons dishonored their father. Both sons disobeyed, but in different ways. The one we know as the prodigal son, the younger son, though, was smart enough to realize his circumstances and acknowledge his sin. And this has to be the first step for us as well. First, do we admit to ourselves the reality of our condition? Many of us go around thinking, well, I haven't sunk that low, so I must be okay. We measure our goodness by our lack of badness. Is that a fair measure of goodness? No. Second, we must be willing to admit to ourselves our sin. Some people spend their whole lives telling themselves that, well, that's not really a sin, or that's not really a serious sin, and so I don't really need to treat it. St. Paul reminds us in one of his letters that we should have no speck of sin in our life. And while that's a tall order, if that is what we're striving for every day, we'll eventually get there. But if we give up and get okay with that speck of sin, that's when we get in trouble. Secondly, the younger son was humble enough to come back. He could have, out of his pride, decided not to come back. Remember, he's off in a distant land, and he knows that he's disowned his father. By asking his father for his inheritance, it's like saying to his dad, "Dad, I wish you were dead. Can you give me the money now?" It's an insult, a horrible insult to his father. And his pride could have kept him from coming back to his father and begging. Simply, he wanted to be his father's servant. He didn't even want to be a son again. Humility is necessary to come back to the Father as well, for each of us. Heaven is full of former sinners, right? Not people who are perfect from the get-go. And when he is accepted back, notice he is not just accepted back, but he is honored. The father says he wants to put a robe on him, a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. He's showing the dignity of this son. Now the son, does he feel like he has any dignity at all? No. He feels worthless. And often we can be tempted to feel that way too, especially when we've screwed up big. But when we come in humility, admitting the full depth of our fault, just like this son, God wants to elevate us, restore us to great dignity. In fact, God would have never allowed you to sin if he wasn't going to bring a greater good, restore you to a higher place on the other side of that sin. Christian, realize your dignity. Now, then there is the eldest son. And normally we talk about this story and we focus totally on the prodigal son, the younger son. But as the Pope points out in his papal bull, this is the story of two sons. The second son is defined by his jealousy and his pride. He stands outside and he won't come in. He's jealous of how his father has treated the other son. This can still be a temptation for us. How many of us stare down our noses at other people and the bad things they have done and think they don't deserve mercy? Maybe it's an abortionist or a murderer or a rapist. They don't deserve mercy. We can be just like this eldest son, judging, prideful, and jealous. And notice that he is still disobedient. The first son, yes, he went off and did a bunch of horrible things and was disobedient and disrespectful to his father. But the second son was as well. His father came out to him. Now, his father didn't need to do that. He could have sent his servant to say, "Get that boy in here." But he goes out to his son and pleads with him. And his son still gripes and disobeys. Thirdly, the eldest son likes to point out all the good that he has done. He says, I have been with you all these years and I haven't disobeyed you at all. It's funny, I have people that come to confession sometimes, and they come into confession, they say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 months since my last confession, and well, I haven't murdered anybody, and I'm a pretty good person. I go to church, and then there's this long pause. And I have to kind of chuckle inside. I don't actually laugh to their face. I chuckle inside. And I ask them, well, do you have any sins to confess? Sometimes we like to go around telling God all the good things we have done, and I can imagine God sitting up there chuckling at us as if we'd done them on our own, as if we'd done them without his grace, as if we didn't realize what Scripture says, that the just man sins 7 times a day. Now, yeah, we don't need to come in to go about life morbid and so focused on our sins that we think that's all we are. God doesn't want us to do that. But how many of us like to go around pointing out all the good things we have done without admitting our faults? This story of the two sons makes you wonder, which son actually was more obedient? You see, Jesus tells a very similar parable about two other sons. And he says these two other sons, one was told to go out and work and said no, but still went out and did it. The other son said yes, but then failed to do it. Which son was obedient? And Jesus said the one that eventually did it. In our story today, which son actually humbled himself before the Father? Which son actually ended up obedient? And we tend to approach this story and think, you know, the eldest son wasn't quite as bad. The prodigal son was the one who was worse. But really, if you take what Jesus is saying here, he's holding up the youngest son, the prodigal son, as the example. The one who's humble enough to admit his faults and come back. But there's one more character in today's gospel story, one that we are all called to be like, even though we may identify with the youngest son or the eldest son or somewhere in between. God calls us to identify with the Father. Notice that the Father does not hold on to past hurts. His son has come and disowned him, told him, I wish you were dead, I want your money now. And yet, it says that the Father is waiting for him, sees him from a long distance away, and runs to him. Is that a father who holds grudges? Or a father who's ready to give mercy? We must be willing and ready to give mercy. So many of us, we as Christians, we wait for people to come to us. We wait for somebody to say they're sorry. If somebody hurts us, we brood over it and wait until they come and do something. What if as Christians we actually reached out to them and said, I know you did this to me, but I love you. How can I help you? That's exactly what softens the heart. And notice that the Father spared no expense in showing him love. I have a great birthday card that I'd like to give out. It's a picture of a house up on the hill, and the Father celebrating with his son. And down in the yard, there's a roaster with a fire that's all ready for something to roast. And then there's 3 cows standing at the fence down at the bottom. And there's 2 cows that are kind of regular sized, and then there's a 3rd cow who's really chubby. And he's grinning really big, and he turned to the other 2 cows, and he says, there's going to be a party today. Do you get it? He's the fattened calf. The fattened calf is the one that they would fatten up and get ready to slaughter so that they could have a feast. And normally, don't you think you'd wait and you'd wait and have that calf for something big, like somebody's birthday. But dad goes and slaughters it for the son who came home after spending his money on prostitutes. That's how much God lavishes his mercy on us. How much God loves us and wants to just pour out on us grace after grace and gift after gift if we can do what that son did. Realize the depths of our sin, admit it to ourselves, and then humbly come before the Father. So who are you most like in this gospel story today? Like the eldest son? Jealous, griping, disobedient, proud, pointing out the good things you've done? Or like the youngest son? Yes, you sinned. You've messed up big time. But you admit the depths of your sin. You don't hold anything back from yourself or from God, and you humbly admit it to the Father. Or are you like the Father, not holding grudges, eager to forgive, lavish in mercy and gifts? The reality, brothers and sisters, is that on any given day we can be like all three of these characters. God has called you to be merciful like the Father and humble enough to admit our faults like the youngest son. But God has not called us to be so proud that we can't admit our own faults like the eldest son. Let us pray today that we would be like the youngest son and like the Father. Humble enough to admit our faults and generous in mercy.